Stay in the know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
All right, so it's time for Mayor Claudine. She's in the house and we're always so excited to have her here. We've got a letter that was sent through to our letter line and this one goes, "Hi, Nala. Please keep me anonymous. I'm still blessed with my 68-year-old mother. She has been of great help to me since birth, and it broke me last year when I could not take care of myself and she stepped in to pay my rent of 900 rand and buy me food for 300 rand from her old age grant. It pains me daily to see her getting old while I'm not yet successful to make her feel the taste of a good life. Oh, we have been poor for years. I hope I won't cope if I was to lose her before doing great things for her. It won't be nice to only be doing things like a tombstone to pay for my gratitude to her if she passes before I am independent. How can I deal with this anticipatory grief?" This is exactly what we were talking about on the show with our listeners today. And we have the expert in studio, Mayor Claudine, who's going to break it down for us. Mayor Claudine, it is great to have you here. How are you?
Morning, Nala. I'm morning. Good, and you?
Good, wonderful. Thank you. Mayor Claudine, yes. This topic is a real one. I think a lot of people have this shared sense of fear. How does this anonymous who sent in this letter deal and cope with it?
Yeah, no. You know, anonymous, this is a common feeling about people who are grateful for their parents' support, but want to be able to care of themselves and their loved ones. I respect you for being so honest. You nailed it. You are experiencing anticipatory grief. But yours is further complicated by feelings of guilt from unfulfilled dreams. Anticipatory grief is the normal mourning process that occurs when your loved one is still living and you're expecting their death. It usually happens if a loved one has a terminal disease or chronic illness for a long time. But with you, Anonymous, it's because of unfulfilled dreams. Just a question. What if your mom lives up to 90 years of age? It's interesting also that men and women mourn the passing of a mother so much. It's an observation that I'm making even from the calls this morning. So let's look at a healthy way to cope with anticipatory grief. Express your pain. It's good that you wrote this letter. Talking to a counselor or other people in a similar position can help you make sense of what you are going through. Let them help you find out if there is no other underlying worry. Are you secretly scared that mom is suffering a terminal disease? 2, take care of your physical and emotional health. Take time out for yourself. Get rest, eat healthy, and find a hobby to distract you. Busy yourself with something you love doing. Find meaningful ways to fill your dead time. It should not feel like you are waiting for news of her death, else you will find yourself rooted to one spot waiting for her inevitable death. And it sounds like you are not working. What if that hobby turns out to be something that brings money in? And for your emotional health, hold on to your faith. Pray and believe in the promises of God. For instance, believe God for a job if that's what you need at the moment. Spend time together with your mom. Learn to be positive in your thinking. It will help reduce stress. How you look at life is shown by how you react to it. Whether you perceive your glass half full or half empty reflects your outlook on life, your attitude toward yourself, or whether you are an optimistic or pessimistic person. The positive thinking that comes with optimism is key in stress management. And exercise positive talk. By eliminating negative talk, you reduce stress. What you say about your situation is key because the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Or out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's found in Matthew 12, verse 34 in the Bible. And anonymous, be open to humor. Seek humor in everyday happenings. When you can laugh at life, you feel less stressed. Spend time with children, for instance. They usually laugh at life. Go on TikTok and laugh at their dances, what they say, etc. That laughter will do you good. And please allow your mom to express herself. She might have a different perspective of how she really feels about the situation. Mothers are often happy to support their children, especially that you sound like a very reasonable daughter. Have a frank communication with her. That communication might make you forgive yourself and allow you to accept what you cannot change. And make sure that you stay informed. Find additional information about your situation and practice love and forgiveness for yourself and let go of the past. After this anticipatory grief, let's deal with unfulfilled dreams that I feel you are suffering from. Keep counting your blessings. As you said, your mother is still alive at 68 and is still supportive. Don't beat yourself up, Anonymous. Some things are beyond our control. It sounds like you are unemployed. All you can do is what you think is best right now, this minute. Tomorrow, you may think differently. Your thoughts, even the doubt and guilt, will keep haunting you. Distract your mind by doing something you enjoy doing. It will give you clarity of mind. Change your perspective about your circumstances. Being poor is relative. It depends on your definition of poor because someone else is less privileged than you are. It's also not healthy to want something so badly until it's detrimental to your mental health. Three, and last, celebrate yours and your mother's relationship. You are a considerate and loving child. It's not many children whose goal it is to please their parents. I don't know whether you are male or female, but I like the spirit of gratitude you carry. How about you start being grateful that mom is alive and healthy? Hey, Anonymous, she's still alive. Being positive doesn't mean you ignore life's less pleasant situations. It means you approach unpleasantness in a more positive and productive way. Start thinking the best is going to happen, not the worst. And Anonymous, please, start living. Mom is still here. Please enjoy the remaining life together. And I wish you all the luck. You are going to find that job that you are looking for. I'm just asking you, open your heart and allow your cup to be full. I will leave it there.
Thank you so much, May Claudine. Where can we get a hold of you?
Okay, please message Mpo on 084-858-2000.
Thank you very much.
On Mama Claudine Official, they can find me on Facebook and email mamaclaudineofficial@gmail.com.
Thank you very much, Mama Claudine. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Hashtag Ask Mayor Claudine. Send through your letters as well so that Mayor Claudine can help decipher your situation.
If you missed it, catch the rewind on radio2000.co.za.